from the House of Magic Multi-Arts Gallery and Inspirational Center. It's Listen Up Ventura, brought to you by the White Rabbit Magic Shop, with your hosts, Julie, Jim, and Scott. Wow, that was a fast opening.
Yeah,
I need to work.
Took us by surprise.
Yeah, I need to work on that a little bit. That needs to be a little lengthier, I think. I think Jim complained about that before.
Well, I think didn't want it to be so long.
It needs to be longer.
It needs to be longer.
I need to put like 10 seconds on the end of that. So, hey, welcome to Lesson Up Ventura, live here on Rough Edge FM. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
We are going to have a couple other people come join us here momentarily, and we'll talk about what's going on here and what's going on around town. But since they're not here, I started to tell Julie the story about how my brother Doug and I saw a ghost once.
And I was very interested to find out how.
So I'll tell you the whole story about the ghost.
Okay.
Doug and I were little kids. Probably 1969, 1970. You know, 9, 10 years old.
I wasn't even born yet.
I know. Thanks for bringing that up, too. But we were at the Ventura Mission downtown, and our parents were inside the church, and we were out in the little patio that's out to the side of it. Mm-hmm. And we were just goofing off because we're just kids. And this monk came walking from the back area of the church. He was wearing a red robe. Couldn't see his face because the robe hung over his face. And he walked out, and Doug and I looking at him, we're laughing because, look, that guy's silly. He's wearing a robe, you know. And he walked out, and he walked around the patio and down these stairs. So we ran over to the stairs and looked down over the stairs, and he was gone. And the only door that was there was the door that leads into the gift shop or what have you that's right next door. Mm-hmm. And it was chained shut. We thought, well, that's weird, but, you know, we're kids. We ignored it, forgot about it for many, many years. Then when we were about 20, 25, 30 years later, literally, we took a class with Richard Sennett. Now, Richard Sennett, I don't know if you know him, but he's a historian here for Ventura County, and he writes ghost books. He collects ghost stories, and he had a TV series about ghosts. And we took a class that he was giving one day. And he was talking about the different ghosts that are in Ventura County. And he said, there's even talk of a ghostly monk at the mission that walks around in the back in a red robe.
Oh, wow.
And Doug and I looked at each other and went, oh, my. We saw that. That's as close as I get to a real ghost story.
I thought you were going to say you were 20 years old and you were out there playing again and you saw him again.
No, but this guy told us the story. He told us the story that happened to us.
Right.
20 years later. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird story. So I don't know. You know, if it was a real ghost or if it was just a monk who was there in business or if Doug and I were just, there were mushrooms in the grass we ate or something. I don't know.
You know, kids see things that adults don't see.
That may very well
be. Because kids' brains, I think, literally don't, they don't reject the things adults reject.
Good point. Yeah. You see something and you know it can't be, so you put it out of your head. But, you know, we were kids. We were laughing. We thought it was funny that this guy was dressed up like a monk out in the back of the mission and...
Yeah.
Well, turns out 20 years later, he's a ghost. Are you getting hand signals from the back?
Yeah, I'm getting...
Stretch it out. So how you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. No,
I mean, we did the Friday
good.
Shot Day show recently, but I mean, it's been a while.
Thanksgiving was good. How was yours?
It was very nice. As a matter of fact, you guys have a big to-do.
We went out on Fiera Beach.
Yeah, very nice.
Paul from the Halloween store.
Uh-huh.
His camper was out there, so... We made food and brought it over there, and they had some of their family, and we had, of course, my family takes up half of anybody's house. But
yeah.
So that was fun, and then Jim took the kids to a movie.
Nice.
That night.
What movie?
Horrible Bosses 2, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go because Jared can't see that movie.
No, I was going to say, I hope it wasn't all the kids that went to see that movie.
But it was nice. It was a bit of a relief to have a nice, relaxing Thanksgiving and things. And
you've earned it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's even with everything going on, there's always something to be thankful for. I like Thanksgiving for that very reason.
Yeah, and it was a nice day. It was relaxing. Jonathan got up early with me, and this is early for him, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
That's like the crack of dawn for Jonathan. But we watched the Macy's Day Parade.
Very nice.
Which is always fun.
Yes.
And we had some good laughs.
I saw a little bit of that. I was waiting for the SpongeBob balloon, and I finally saw it, and I was happy.
Yeah. Well, they also had one of the groups. I can't think of the name of the group. I think it was either the Vamps or something. They totally missed their cue, and they're waving to everybody, and their music's playing, and there was a voice singing, and the guys are all looking around like, where's that coming from? And it was supposed to be coming from them. So that was fun.
That's a live event for you right there.
Yeah, there you go. You know that they're lip syncing.
I didn't see it, except for what I saw, the balloons. I didn't see anything else in the parade.
And then some poor girl, one of the honor guards for one of the really big schools, it had started to snow. Everything was getting slippery. And she comes running out, and right in front of everybody, she totally like wipes out and slides across the whole front of the crowd. And we're like, oh, gosh. Oh, that stinks.
The good news is she'll always remember that.
Yes. So. And everybody from her school will remember that. You're the girl that wiped out.
She'll probably get a nickname.
Yeah.
Wipe out Wendy or something like that.
That was, but it was fun. We had a good time watching that. And and then I had recorded the AMAs. So him and I, the American Music Awards.
Oh, yes.
So we watched those. We had some real fun with some of the people in the crowd. There was one guy in the crowd that was dressed in like gold and yellow, and he had yellow hair sticking straight up, and he was so light in the loafers that they had to hold him down while he danced. Every time they passed him in the crowd, we were cracking up.
I wonder who he was.
So we couldn't figure it out either, but he just had that look that was just like, oh, Lordy.
Maybe he was just a guest. Maybe he wasn't even a musician. No, he sounds like a musician.
And no, I think he looked a little too weird to even be a musician.
No way.
He had to have been a guest. A guest who was just like really exuberantly happy to be there.
Maybe he was a musician's guest. That might explain it.
Yeah, and then we were having a good time laughing at some of the outfits.
You have to.
Because some of the outfits, Taylor Swift, oh, she had a dress on that just did not do her justice.
Why would she do that? She can afford anything in the world.
No, I don't know. Everybody that looked at it was like, what is she wearing?
I guess. You know, I don't know what they're thinking sometimes. But you know what? The fact that it caused that kind of attention, maybe that's what she was looking for. Because she's got a new album out, right? So maybe she's, if I get bad attention, people will know my name and it'll help
it's
me sell records.
It's possible. Or sometimes I think they're just so high on themselves at that point that they don't think anything looks bad.
That may be true, yeah.
They just don't see the world the way that everybody else does.
Or they've surrounded themselves with people who will tell them that. No, no, that looks great. You look great. Yeah, go on. Now go out there.
Yeah, that dress is like $2,000. Well, maybe it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I got an issue with that, too, because I have a friend who collects shoes. Now, at least he's smarter than other people, but this guy, he actually collects shoes, like the sports shoes and all those things that mm-hmm. they have, the Kanye West shoes, and he's paid like $350, $400 for a pair of sneakers. That just
because
crazy to me. Well, that's what he does. But he says that there are people who pay $3,000 or $4,000 for a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, no, I don't get that.
Now I get the celebrity thing. You know, you got the designers. Their whole job is to rob the celebrities of their money.
Right.
So I get that. But at the same time, it's just crazy money for clothes.
Well, there's so many better things you can do with that money.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts to sit there and go, can you imagine what you could have bought for that?
Exactly. And they got this dress that they'll never wear again. Or that they'll have to read about how ugly they looked in the next day.
Oh, I know. And that's the other thing. You're going to be in the worst and the best and sitting there and going,
Be in that column at the end of, People Magazine, where who wore it worst or something like that?
Yeah.
It's just vicious. Just vicious.
So it was fun. It was a fun weekend. It had a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And then he had his auditions at the college last night for Sweeney Todd.
Very nice. When do we hear?
He doesn't know. Just waiting to hear. But
say who that was so that everybody knows who we're talking about.
Jonathan.
There you go.
Again. he's always got something going on.
Yeah.
But
well, he's found his love of life, I think. He loves doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking. He said the whole thing with the... Because he had to do about a minute and a half monologue.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to have a song that he sang. But the song was played by a piano, and it's live.
Right.
So... Which sounds very different than when you're playing it from the music.
Right, with the soundtrack, uh-huh.
So that was a little different for him, but he figured it out, and now we're just waiting to hear.
I got my fingers crossed, because I'd love to see him do that role. I think he'd be great.
Yeah, and, you know, he said there's a couple different roles he could play.
Uh-huh, sure.
So we're kind of just, he put himself up for whatever's available. He didn't want to single himself out for one particular thing, just in case.
So he wasn't necessarily going for the lead, he's going for just a nice part.
Yeah. Whatever part they give him.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he thinks he's going to be good for the lead, then who knows?
Yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, he did a monologue from American Horror Stories.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Because he was trying to go for that kind of sinister.
Right, the sinister is a good word for it.
Yeah.
Sinister, gloomy, kind of scary. Eerie is the word I was looking for.
I said almost psychotic or maniacal, because you're kind of like, you fit into everyday life, but there's something not quite right about you.
Right.
So that's what he was kind of trying to portray, was that I'm not okay.
I love it. I never saw the play, Sweeney Todd. I did see the movie with Johnny Depp, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I really think he would do a great job. Jonathan would do a great job at that. So
I think it would be quite interesting. And, you know, it's so different.
Yeah.
Because it's a different caliber. Except he did get up there, and he's like, the director, are you Joshua Lantine's brother?
Uh-oh.
Because the director teaches Joshua for classical guitar.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I hope that's a good thing.
Well, that depends. Why are you asking? That's what he should have said.
Well, Joshua does really well with Brent, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
He's been with him for quite a while and knows him really well. So he's a nice guy. He's not a real... He's strict, but not difficult.
That's important.
If that makes any sense.
It does. It makes absolute sense.
Because some of them can be just absolutely difficult, and there's no rhyme or reason to why they're behaving the way that they are.
Right.
And structure's fine, but difficult is like a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, I think that difficult can turn somebody away from something that they love doing just because of the trouble they're having doing it. Whereas strict is like, no, this is important for you, and you realize that. You get that point.
Right.
Difficult is like, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I don't want to do this anymore because this is what it's going to be like.
Right. No matter what I do, it's never going to be what you want because you have an agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus a goal.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There's the train.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Now, we had Jim come and sit down for about, I think, 6-7 seconds.
Yeah.
And then got up and left again.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things going on right now.
I guess so. Well, that's mostly good things.
Yeah, so far. I think our permits are going to be coming in next week,
that's
hopefully.
Very exciting.
Yeah, which means we can start on construction.
Very exciting, too.
So
it's a very exciting time. It really is.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on, but it sounds like most of it right now is going to be okay for a while.
That's
nothing
good news.
Too scary is coming around the corner for a little bit. Because we've checked on some of the scary stuff, too, and some of that's been, don't worry about it, it's kind of getting put on the back burner, because some things that haven't happened yet are not going to happen now because they didn't happen yet.
Okay.
And other things will possibly be left open, but they're not things that are going to bug us anytime soon. So.
Yeah, it's all seems good.
Yeah.
At this point. So you had a good Thanksgiving. You got good things going on here.
You got Christmas. We got the game that we're going to see this weekend.
That's right. For your anniversary, right?
No, for birthdays.
Birthdays. Oh, that's right. Combined birthdays down to San Diego.
Yeah, we're seeing the Patriots and the Chargers.
And you're going to be cheering for the Chargers. No?
No.
What is that? That is this coming weekend?
Yeah, this Sunday. Wow. Sunday night.
Oh, very good. I don't know if he told you, and I know that it's not sure this is the venue for it either, but no Friday Shot Day show tomorrow.
Right, because I know why.
Because we're going
you're
away
going
for the
away
weekend.
Going away for the weekend.
It's Doug's wife's, Michelle's, birthday, and she decided that we were all going to go wine tasting in the Napa Valley for her birthday.
And that's what I wanted to do for my birthday.
Come along!
Except I'm going the other way.
That's true. We'll be in separate parts of California, opposite ends there. Yeah, so we're going to play a repeat, though. I'll put a repeat show on, so there'll be something for people to listen to when they're if they tune into Rough Edge FM tomorrow. But
okay.
Yeah, no show tomorrow. But and also, Johnny and I are pre-recording a Backseat Mogul, so there will be a new Backseat Mogul show for Saturday, but it won't be live.
You guys.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing the train, or are you just doing tours?
We're driving. Mm-hmm. Doug and I are going to be the drivers. He's going to rent a...
you guys are going to be the driver?
Well, see, neither one of us are big wine drinkers. We both like wine, but we're not big wine drinkers. We'd rather drink beer or whiskey or what have you, like Marcus has been doing here. And so we decide we'll drive. We'll let everybody else taste their wines and whatever else. And then when we get home that night, there's a nice Mexican restaurant right across the street that has good food, decent beer, and tequila shots on ice. So we'll be okay after that. We'll make up for that. So, but it'll be a good weekend. But it is. We're going up tomorrow night and coming home on Sunday.
Wow.
So it's just 2.5 days there. And so that's why there's no Friday Shot Day show tomorrow, even though I really want to do one. I just enjoy that so much.
I know.
But we'll be back next week. And we're going to start our annual eggnog tasting. next Friday.
Ah.
We'll have a different eggnog in every show starting next Friday's show for the, not tomorrow, but the week after. So
cool.
We do that every year and try to find a decent eggnog. Sometimes it's difficult.
I was going to say, nowadays it's not quite the same.
No, it's not. And you can get the premixed stuff that's in the bottles already. And most times those taste like they're made out of powdered creamer.
They're too thick and they just, it's too much.
Yeah, exactly.
I tend to go for the light ones because the richer ones are just too much. You get like a couple sips done, you're like, and you put anything in them, and it almost curdles because it's too much.
That's the other thing. If you put your Maker's Mark or your brandy or whatever in it, and it curdles, it turns to cottage cheese. You don't want it anyway. Now, Marcus says that he makes, a killer nog. So we may have to get Marcus in here with some of his nog and give it a shot here as well.
Now, have you tried making them from scratch?
No. Don't you know me?
My mother used to, but I don't think she's done it in forever because, eggs, you're not supposed to do raw eggs anymore or anything like that. But she used to do it from scratch a long time ago for my dad because my dad loved eggnog.
Yeah. I wonder how difficult it is to make that. Is it a big process? Does it take a week, or is it one evening? Or
no, I think you can do it in just like a short period of time. I don't think it's entirely safe, like I said, because of raw eggs.
Yeah, that's part of the fun, though.
Yeah, after that beer. Yeah. No, thank you. That did not like me at all.
I remember that well. Yes, I saw, and I was at the Ralph's, I think it was, or maybe Vaughn's the other day, and they had racks of that stuff up on the shelf.
Mm-mm.
I thought I should get Julie another bottle.
That I don't know what it was. That I don't know if it just happened to be that it came together at a bad time for me, but man, it did not like me.
In all fairness, it could have been psychosomatic too, because you're drinking. Now we'll explain what the beard beer is to the people listening out there. The beard beer is a beer made by, I think it was Rogue Beer Company, and what they did is they took a sample of the brewer's beard, grew a yeast from it, and then made beer from that yeast.
But it didn't bother me because it didn't taste bad.
Tasted like beer. Not a particularly good beer, by the way. I was just, but.
But I mean, it wasn't, I didn't feel it until like way later that night.
So see, it may have been something else. Yeah, just something didn't, maybe
and
his beard doesn't agree with you.
And it just lasted a whole week and it was just awful. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that was terrible. It laid me out. I mean, I think it was the following week I didn't show up.
You're
because
right.
It just laid me out.
I'd forgotten about that. You were down for a whole week. So it wasn't psychosomatic, I don't think. I would have,
Yeah, no. I mean, because I didn't feel sick to my stomach. It was something else. And it was not pretty.
Well, apparently you and his beard just don't get along.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really big on other men, I guess. Stuck on my husband.
That must be it. That's okay. That's okay. All right. Well, let's play a quick song and then we'll see if anybody shows up in the meantime. We haven't played Brian Nicolay. Did I say it right? Brian Nicolay in a long time. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything from Brian and how he's doing with the band?
He's been all over the place, according
to Flyboys, was it?
Yeah.
Flyboys, yeah.
They've been all over the place from what I've seen.
So he's getting to see the world.
Yeah, I haven't actually been able to talk to him, though.
Yeah.
But, his girlfriend moved out there with him and everything, so he might have literally kind of cut off all ties over here.
Well, especially if he's on tour constantly and probably never get to see her or what have you. So he's probably...
I don't think he has his cell phone or anything. It's probably like an international cell phone and stuff like that now. Because I think I had messaged him and he didn't get back, which is kind of unlike him, so... I keep trying to get a hold of him through Facebook. Someday he'll be between stops. Because sometimes he'll visit more than one country in a day.
Sure. I'm in Europe. Cause I understand that Europe's actually pretty close if you're there.
Yeah.
So
they're hopping all over the place.
There, yeah.
I didn't tell her this, but I actually ran into Brian Nicolay.
Well, why didn't you tell me this?
I didn't tell her this because I actually ran into Brian Nicolay.
And?
So she's hearing this for the first time.
This is big news. This is breaking news.
And what's the news?
He was in town. His girlfriend is moving out with him.
Right.
And
he didn't stop by to see us?
He was off to another state. He was going to visit somebody. I'm not sure who.
Well, no, I don't want to, offend Brian, but that sounds like an excuse, if you ask me.
Well, he was literally getting in the car to go drive with his dad. And
oh, and you caught him.
Family.
Hey, where are you going?
I was at the attorney's at the time.
Oh, very nice.
So we were walking in and he went, Jim? Brian?
And so what was he doing at the attorney's?
His dad works at the bank. So they were picking him up, getting in the car, driving off, and his girlfriend's moving out there, and he's going out there permanently.
Right. Small world.
So.
Well, so that was we got breaking news right there. Right
hey,
now.
It's me. Hi.
Hey, welcome in, Jim. We saw you flitter in here for 6 or 7 seconds and then flitter back out.
Yeah, you started without me. How come?
Because we had to. Otherwise, the show would be 20 minutes late.
There you go. So, I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
You're just in time for us to play a song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
So we're going to play a song. Come right back. This is Brian Nicolay and Koso with a track called Time and Time Again, which is pretty much says how often one of us is late to the show. Time and time again.
And it's also how often we play that song. Time and time again.
You know, I understand that Hard Six is working on a new album. We need to get in touch with them and get some new music.
Really?
Yes.
They need to come in and talk about it.
Yes. I think they're working on it now, but when they get it done, I'm sure they'll want to come in.
Yeah.
If not, to heck with them.
And I'm working on getting some paranormals in here.
Are we going to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Nicolo. See, I did it. Nicolay and Koso, Time and Time Again. We'll be right back.
Of all the ways you doubted me, there's one place you are flawed. Life is full of listless tears that never touch the ground. What brings me to uncertainty and burns me to the core. You never place your hopes in me. I'm something to ignore. But so much you give, I can't remember how I used to live. But now and then I run into you time and time again. Time and time again. Every time she looks at me, she's all I can see. A pretty little sexy thing, she's got it to a T. Her flowers gorgeous and in bloom, she's untouchable too. Fall under her spell, I do. We'll be together soon. And so much you give, I can't remember how I used to live. But now and then I run into you time and time again.
Listen up, Ventura. That was Brian Nicolay and Koso. See, I got it right that time. Thank you very much. With Time and Time Again. And Jim has joined us.
Yes.
Julie and I were here to begin. Johnny has just joined us. Johnny D from the Friday Shot Day Show. Johnny, welcome in.
Oh, thank you.
Listen up, Ventura.
Yeah. We did that 25 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was talking to my mom today, and she was telling me how she had got this list. Number four, Jacob.
Number four.
Number five, Joshua.
My son's name is Joshua.
Number six, James.
I'm in the top 10.
Bad boy names.
What was number one? I mean, it's bad enough that you got three
Joseph,
in a row like them.
Which is Jared's middle name, because he's Jared Joseph.
Very nice.
Now, aren't all these names from apostles?
Well, Joshua's name means Jesus in Hebrew.
Bad boys, bad boys.
I'm like, no, Jacob, yeah, I would have guessed that. Jacob's, you know, Jake, he's a bad boy. But Joshua? Not my son.
Where was this list of...
I don't know. She was just telling me that I had three of them.
That is pretty funny. That's a
yeah,
quite a chunk.
Of course, Jonathan isn't on there, though. I'm like, well, no, that's kind of an executive name. That's not a bad boy name.
They don't know Doug very well, do they?
Or you. I mean, you're not Jonathan, but you're John. You're not Jonathan, are you?
No.
Yeah.
William was second or third. William.
Well, Bill Gates. He's evil.
Bill Gates is a good dude.
I was just teasing.
Okay.
I like Bill Gates.
Yeah, he gave up $50 billion, whatever.
But he wants to eradicate malaria. How bad can he be?
Yeah.
But William Fichter has constantly played bad people. Most of the time.
That doesn't make him bad.
Yes, he and just plays King bad. William cut people's heads off.
No, he didn't. That was not King William.
I don't know. It sounded official.
That was William Tell.
Oh.
And Will I Am is in the Black... Never mind.
Yeah, Will I Am, the Black Peas. He's a bad guy, right? I wish you had that whole list of names because we could do this the whole rest of the show.
Oh, there was all sorts of names on there that I'm going, really?
I'm
going
to guess that Scott wasn't in the top 10.
No. Nope.
Never saw a villain in a movie called Scott.
Nope.
Look out. It's the evil Scott. It's not scary. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, we know.
But that was... I would have put Jacob as number one. Jake. I don't think I would have put Joseph. That just doesn't sound like a bad name. It doesn't sound like a... If somebody says Joseph, I don't think that, well, you must be a bad person.
Actually, none of those names sound bad except James.
Jacob is... Yeah. If you live with a
we're
Jacob...
We're just chauffeurs.
Yeah. Home, James.
Yeah.
Ken did that the whole way home from New Hampshire. Home, James, every time...
Did it ever get old?
Yeah. About as old as... Found a peanut, found a peanut, found a peanut.
Had to get him going on that now, huh?
How's the rest of that go?
It's a very long song. So,
yes, sir.
So we're getting close. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. Things seem to be moving right along.
To be opening, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, hopefully next week we get our permits, we do the building, we have a big kickoff party around New Year's.
Get I some don't fun know that I want to set for New Year's, though.
Not necessarily New Year's.
Yeah, because last time that didn't work out so great for us.
But between Christmas and New Year's, we have a big kickoff party.
Our
New Year's end party. How's that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Our last New Year's party, that was a big party planned. We had, 60 to 100 people coming? I mean, it was going to be a big to-do. Joshua fell off the 10-foot ladder and broke his back.
Oh,
so
yike.
We spent the night in... L.A. down on Sunset Boulevard because they rushed us down to that hospital because they didn't know how bad the break was.
Sure.
And what they were going to do with him. But 80 miles an hour in an ambulance on New Year's Eve was scary. As they're pointing out all the drunk drivers, there goes another one. Yeah, let's make sure that we're not part of any of their issues.
Was I driving?
I wouldn't let him take him without letting me in the ambulance because he wasn't 18 yet and he was scared out of his mind. He was high on drugs. They had him on so much morphine. They asked him how he was and he said about 10 miles away. So we knew he was pretty high. But I'm like, I'm driving. You can't drive with us. Oh, yes, I can. Try to make me not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not happening.
So what have you done since? Just stay at home on New Year's Eve and keep everybody away from ladders?
No, the year after that, no, we stayed home for a couple, and we just did like home things. Mm-hmm. Then 2 years ago, well, 3 years ago now.
Two years
ago, we went with Nick and some of his friends to the Greek harbor.
Oh, I remember you guys telling me about that. Yeah.
That was interesting. And last year, I don't think we did anything. We stayed home last year, didn't we?
I think we cried.
Did you? Yeah. It was, yeah. Not the best New Year's.
No, last year was kind of a weird year. Everything kind of was like just...
Let's not talk about the last couple of years.
No. What years?
Yes.
We went to Las Vegas once for New Year's Eve because I always wanted to go there. And it was interesting, but it was also very scary because it's this close to a riot. It's just one more step over and it'd be a riot. And it's like, nah, I don't want to go do that again. It was interesting. It was fun. But just all it took was one little thing. Somebody you know, threw a Molotov cocktail or something.
It's crazy how people get like that, isn't it?
It was. There were people hanging from the street lights. And it was crazy. And I'm like, it was just that close. It's scary.
You remember a few years back?
No.
90.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
95, 96. I remember when I flew to Vegas
for New Year's.
That would be you. So I don't remember doing it. No.
Trust me, you would have heard. Well, maybe you didn't know about it.
I probably did.
But it was back through a really unfortunate time in 20-year time in my life.
Now we're getting bummed again. Here we go.
I went to Vegas for New Year's. I flew up there with some friends. And I got to admit, it was a great weekend. We spent New Year's Eve trying to get out of Caesar's Palace outside so we could see the fireworks. Couldn't get through the crowd.
That's how many people are there. It's crazy.
But I had a tux. The two ladies that were with us were dressed to the nines. Of course, they were hanging around with me because I had the tux on. Their husbands were just casually dressed. So I had an entourage. Made me feel impotent.
I bet it did.
So
maybe not New Year's, but we got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, we can do that. So I have some things for...
Let's do it. Then, I was waiting.
Then start the
music.
Oh, you
got those things.
Yeah.
All right, I thought you were going to talk about some other things.
Well, we can talk about that too, but...
Okay.
I got things.
You know, isn't it weird that I keep promising I'm going to do a new one of these and I haven't yet?
Yeah, I know.
And hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time for
James
Tony's Comedy Corner, hosted by
Fantastic.
Nice editing.
Yeah. All right. So you know, we picked on magicians.
Yes.
And we picked on other people.
Yes.
Now we're going to pick on guitarists.
Okay, this should be good.
All right. So, how can you tell a guitarist is at your door?
I don't know. How can you?
By the Domino's pizza hat. What do guitar solos and... Well, we'll skip over that one. How do you get two guitar players to play in perfect unison?
I don't know how.
Shoot one. What would a guitarist do if he won $1 million?
What would he do?
Continue to play gigs until the money ran out. Yeah, that's okay.
That's actually good if you give it a minute.
Okay. How do you get a guitarist to turn down?
Put a mint in his pillow.
Put some sheet music in front of him.
Oh.
What do an electric guitarist and a vacuum cleaner have in common?
I have an idea, but go ahead.
When you plug them in, they both suck.
That's what I had an idea about.
And the last one. How many lead guitarists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. They just steal someone else's light. Or, wait, we have an alternate to that.
I didn't realize that.
One to change the bulb and four to watch him and say, I can do better than that. Or one, oh no, my phone went off. One, but he'll go through the whole box of bulbs before he finds just the right one.
Can we go now?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the joke we did about the magicians.
Yes.
What was the one that went, how many magicians does it take to do a new trick? And the answer was five, one to do it, and the other four to say, yeah, I already had that idea. Something like that.
It was probably much funnier.
It was way funnier, as a matter of fact.
Who comprised this guitarist list?
composed.
Composed? Ooh.
Comprised would be weird.
It was composed by...
See, right. The joke is, John, that guitarists don't make any money.
I know that, but it sounds like it's very...
10storylove.com.
A bunch of acoustic people.
Yeah.
Caustic.
Yeah, they are very caustic.
How does a lead guitarist change a light bulb?
How does he?
He holds it and the world revolves around him.
See? We should play the theme again for that one.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, we'll end it there. So I think we had a rather productive meeting on somebody's birthday recently.
Yes, we did.
We had some good ideas come up.
Yes, we did.
It was we were kind of getting on a roll, and then Marcus showed up and kind of kicked the ball. Got us really going.
Yeah, you ever notice that when we do our board meetings, they're very boring.
I wouldn't go that far. They're very, now I'm hurt.
They're very official.
Yes, they are. Stiff. Yes. Stiff is the word.
Yes. And then all of a sudden Marcus comes and they become very entertaining.
Yes, they do. It almost becomes a show.
Yeah.
It's like the comedy board meeting.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, if we had the cuss jar while we were doing the board meeting with him...
No money problems whatsoever.
Financial problems would be solved.
Over, like that.
Done.
We offered to bring it in, but he said no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was very nice. It was nice to meet Ken for the first time.
I couldn't believe you never met Ken before.
I've been here forever. Never, ever met Ken. Heard the name. I know that Doug met him. Because he told me, I've never met Ken. So finally, I get to meet Ken. That was also very nice. So, yeah, but I don't know how much we want to talk about right now, but we got a lot of things on the platter, and we'll bring them up in the coming weeks. And
I think the big thing is coming up with a T-shirt campaign that is generic and can be sold all across the country. It's not just about the House of Magic. It's about the arts and heart and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. Except generics.
I was going to say, I think we still need to have the House of Magic, because otherwise, why are we selling them?
Right. But it's not just the House of Magic where somebody's going, well, who's this?
It's the arts.
It's,
right.
It's a phrase, a catchphrase,
which is a good one.
Promoting the arts, and it's put out by the House of Magic.
That's why I came up with Art with Heart.
I like that a lot.
It doesn't come from heart?
No, art with heart. Because the House of Magic is art with heart.
That's good.
Well, some of us have heart.
That's what she's saying.
Yes, art with
heart. Even though you're James, not art.
Art comes from my farts.
We're not an artistic place that's just all about the stuffy side of art.
That's why we fart.
The difficult, cold side that some people are so used to associating art with. We're art with heart. We're more about the compassion and what it does for people's lives.
Now, that being said...
That's another T-shirt we could put on.
Art with... No.
Farts come from heart.
No.
Heart.
But I was thinking that... I love that campaign. I love everything about it. Art with Heart is great. And I think that not generic, but neutral. Generic sounds...
Yeah.
Blue label.
But if somebody sees a T-shirt that Art with Heart, it's some, hey, I can grab onto that.
Yeah, exactly.
If they just see, House of Magic, Multi-Arts Gallery, and Inspirational Center, it's like, well, that doesn't do anything for me.
Exactly. And it's got to be, the House of Magic is about the arts, so the T-shirt's about the arts. And then you throw the House of Magic on there for that as well, right?
Did we just have an earthquake?
A truck went by.
Oh.
UPS right around the corner. Several things I've noticed from being in this corner. UPS trucks go by, little rumble. Train goes by, big horn honking. Crows on Saturday mornings, forget it. You're not recording anything.
I noticed that with the crows. They were like flying into the windows. I felt like...
It's like the birds. It's like Alfred Hitchcock to the show. Yeah.
That was pretty spooky. What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of entertaining.
There was an earthquake this morning.
Because they don't was do it? That on during the weekday while I'm here.
Maybe it's my hair. They think it's a nest.
No, but I noticed that up front. They were
up
like
front
flying
too?
Into the windows.
And they're loud.
Yeah.
They're fighting and they're con and they're... It's wild.
Man, just go out there with a shotgun. Fire at once.
Those are reflective glass, isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
But
they're
why do they come out on
birds.
Saturday?
That's a good point.
But why do they come out on Saturdays and not Monday through Friday?
I don't know.
Because they're
it's
working
weird.
Monday through Friday.
Oh, they got jobs. Yeah, they got jobs. But anyway, back to the t-shirts. I love the art with heart thing, but I thought we also might, and maybe we won't do this now, do a little edgier campaign too. But we'll talk about that
okay.
off mic.
All right.
And I haven't come up with a good idea for it yet, but I'm thinking neutral t-shirt campaign, which is great with the artwork. Julie's been doing some awesome work. But then maybe a little edgier thing too. But we'll see. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Right now the audience is going, no, talk about it now. We want to know. No, we'll fix it first. Then it'll be good to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, so that, you know, if we can get the, there's a company out there that does web campaigns where they sell t-shirts. Because we can do our own t-shirts, we can make a much larger profit than what they're willing to give you by doing the same campaign.
Yeah, but will they sell t-shirts that you bring in, or are they?
No.
Okay.
No, you have to have the t-shirts done by them, and they put it up on their website.
That's part of the ploy, though, is that they have a much better selling campaign than we do.
Well, they don't even really sell it for you. You got to promote your own site. You got to promote your own campaign.
Yes.
People can search out campaigns, but that doesn't work. It's only driven by people you bring there.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, if you don't have the marketing to get them there, then it's the same thing. We can do our own marketing.
Yeah, we do Facebook, and we get people to share it off to all their friends and their friends and their friends. Yeah. And
Facebook, Instagram, all that, anything
just
we can
like
use.
Just like Breck?
Hmm?
Just like Breck.
Yeah. You know what we can do is we can tell them I have cancer. Pull out the sympathy.
No, we're not going to do that. No, that's.
I do. I have cancer of the mouth.
You do?
Yeah.
No, it's diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, that's what
you're confusing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a cause.
Yeah, that's what I mean about the edgy campaign.
Yeah.
Help us cure Jim's diarrhea of the mouth.
There you go.
We could get tens of thousands of dollars just from that.
We might.
Yeah. It's worth a shot. So anyway, we get the t-shirt campaign.
And we got Life According to Marcus going on again.
Coming back, thank goodness.
Coming back, yeah.
First new show tomorrow.
Yep.
1:30?
Yep.
Yep. Awesome. Can't wait. Very much looking forward to that.
Church of Freedom.
Church of Freedom back in business.
So, yes, there was actually a little spiritual thing going on at the show, too.
With Marcus?
Well, he was talking, like, you know, heathen kind of stuff, and so...
He would.
I prayed.
Oh, did you?
On the air. I said in Our Father.
Oh.
Because I didn't want people to get confused with the fact that I'm not a heathen.
Yeah, we got... You want everybody to know that there's you on one side, Marcus on the other side, and...
Well, Bubba James.
We did... That's what I meant, Bubba
split
James.
Split personality.
Yeah. Did you play the... opening, so that you had the disclaimer.
Yes.
So you're okay.
Yeah.
And no crows came beating themselves in the windows.
No crows.
So what is that about? His show's on there. It's all brimstone. There's no heaven or hell. It's just brimstone. What is it? Fire and brimstone?
Yeah.
Yes.
And yet on Saturday we're talking about showbiz, and the crows are attacking the windows.
Well, that's because you're talking about showbiz, so yep. They're reintroducing the birds.
That may be what it is.
Maybe we need to come up with something to put out there that deters them.
Yeah, picture of Marcus.
You don't want to put anything out there. It's too expensive.
No, we'll put
birds
a picture.
Are fine.
We'll put a picture of Marcus.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're not coming out for him.
Yeah.
I wonder if like those owls you see on buildings, those phony owls, if you stuck a couple of those out there, if that would deter them.
It's not that big a deal. I kind of like it.
Well, when you start having to replace the windows, then it is a big deal.
Yeah, you thought those were bullet holes.
Bird beaks?
They're yeah.
I don't think they're going to become bursting through the glass.
So.
If they do, that'll be really cool.
But it's also dangerous to the birds.
Well, I don't care about that. That's their problem.
Yeah. Okay.
They should know better. They're birds.
I tried.
So we didn't get our paranormals on today.
No.
Now, does that mean that... Never mind. I was going to make a really terrible joke. Let's just move on.
They were spooked.
I should have done mine.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It would have been better.
I was going to say, is it just one normal or is it a pair of them?
I liked his both. Better.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's...
the building that I did not want to run into.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, oh, no, my God. Oh, how did this guy... He's here. And so I'm like, where? And they're like, in here. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're not talking about the same person. Who are you talking about? They're like, your father. He's dead, right? And I said, yeah. Well, he's here. I said, well, yeah, I kind of think of him as always being here with me.
You ought to know better, though, because he would have been kicking your butt all over the place if he was here.
No, but I, yeah, he's in a better place. He doesn't kick butt no more.
You know, that explains the fall off the back of the truck.
He pushed me?
Yeah. Or he kicked you.
Now, when they came in, did they come in and look around for a while? They just walk in and go, hey, your father's here.
No, it was pretty much, hey, your father's here.
Really?
So they walked through the door, and I, you know, they were peering in through the glass because you can't see inside.
Unless you're right up next to it.
So they're looking in, and I'm looking at them, and they can't see me, but, you know, I can see them. Because we had still have the for lease signs up, which we can't get off. So they were peering in through the glass, and so I opened up the door, and they're like, oh. And I said, you know, come on in. I said, I take it you wanted to lease this place. Well, we were looking at it. I said, well, we just leased it about a month ago. And so they're like, oh, so what do you do here? And I explained that the House of Magic and what we do. And so they came in through the door, and we started walking towards the auditorium. And she said, your father's here. And that's when I kind of freaked out and went, where? He's outside?
I can see why.
Yeah. And they're like, no, your father, he's dead, right? And I'm like, yeah. So, well, he's here. It's like, okay. So they actually come in for free, and they're going to do a recording in the room that has, I guess it's special equipment that can, you know, pick up hypersensitive things. And she said, she swears to me, that it will be my dad in my dad's voice, and he will tell us his name. Because she will ask that question.
Right, but you didn't give them his name,
no,
right?
No, I have a very strange father's name, and so,
darling.
Yeah.
Okay, this tells me this is a setup.
You know, when you're walking into the auditorium, you have a wall that says, in memory of... And your dad's name.
No, we didn't get to the auditorium yet.
No, not in the auditorium. In the entryway.
Oh.
Right on that wall. If they're looking around and if they're any bit of holding on to a clue.
If they're good at what they do,
that's exactly what they're looking for. So if you say in memory of and you have so-and-so Lantine, I bet you that's how she played that game.
But that being said, if they can produce a recording that's in your father's voice.
Yes.
But that would have surprised me that she would not have given you the name.
We weren't over by that board at the time that she said my dad was here.
No, but she's looking around the room constantly. They walk in the room and they're probably worse than investigators. They pick up and look at everything.
That's their job, is to observe and to report.
Now, are you suggesting that my dad is not here?
No.
No, he's not here? Or you're not suggesting that?
No, you spent a whole afternoon with him, darling. He's everywhere with you these days.
So the question becomes
whether
or not...
This isn't like Weekend at Bernie's, is it?
Yeah.
No, okay.
The question is whether or not you believe that people can be with you.
And see, I'm willing to give it a shot. I think it'd be fun.
Need to get Jeff in here for that.
Now, when she said, your dad is here and he's dead, right? That was when we were in the magic shop. So she didn't get to the board yet.
Are you sure they had not been in this building at all ever?
Yes.
Even when you're not here?
Correct.
Maybe someone else was in the front?
Well, the only other time that the building would be open would be when Joshua was here. And
you would know.
I would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh would tell me, hey, some paranormal people came through.
Could they have come in when the martial arts people are here? Came in through the front door.
They're not here alone. There's always somebody here with them. So.
And that doesn't mean they're going to know what his dad's voice sounds like.
And they don't know, they wouldn't have known me because I didn't introduce myself to them. I was just standing there.
Well, considering there's a big picture of you up there with your name under it.
Oh, I'm just like giving everything away, aren't I? Here I am. I'm going, oh my gosh, she knew my name. And right behind me is a picture of...
With your name plastered.
We'll see.
Darling, if you want it to be real, you make it real.
I should have played the music. Hold on. Say that again, Julie, when we get there. And now it's time for Wisdom with Julie on Listen Up, Ventura.
If you want it to be real, make it real.
That actually worked beautifully.
Yeah, now you could also say, if you believe, then it must be true.
Okay. You want me to play it again for you?
No.
Okay, good.
If you build it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
a different movie.
No, yeah. We tried that one already. It didn't work. That is not true.
That one has been proven untrue.
Yeah.
So are they going to, have we got a line out to them? Are they going to possibly drop by sometime and do this?
Yes.
Are we going to do it on Thursday during Listen Up Ventura?
We can do the reveal on the radio. That's what I will tell them, is that you have to do the reveal on the radio.
Okay, cool.
This almost sounds like an episode of
Listen Up Ventura?
Franklin and Bash, where they're going to come in with the special equipment of the paranormal.
And then they come in with the little pocket recorder.
But even then, how do they get the voice right?
Now they,
it's like, you know, oh, Jim, it's your dad. And nobody buys that. That's not his voice. But if it's his voice, and you're the only, I guess you, maybe you are the only ones that know the voice.
Okay, I have a question. Do you sound anything like your dad did when he was about your age?
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. You'll be giving stuff away. He does give everything away. He gives everything away.
That's all, by the way, part of Marcus's show.
About you giving stuff away?
It's like, why do you tell them? Just do it. Don't tell them what you're doing. And I said, I don't. I just walk into City Hall and I say, yeah, I'd like a business license. And by the way, will I get in trouble if I do classes under the radar? And he's like, no, you don't tell them. Marcus, that's your problem.
That's because Marcus is a risk taker. He does these things to take the risk, and then he takes the heat for it. I'm not that way. I'm scared.
I need a license to sell meth. Oh, by the way, we might be having some marijuana on the side. You don't tell them about what you got going
on the
side.
They have a license to sell meth?
Well, not now.
They wouldn't give it to him, huh? Okay.
So we'll have them do the reveal here.
Very fun. I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff. I like that kind of
thing. They did a recording, by the way. They played back a recording. And supposedly, they were in this person's home. And the woman who was doing the recording was the only one in the room. And she said, now I want you to listen, because you're going to hear me talking, asking questions. And then you're going to hear a voice. And it's going to be very clear. But nobody else was in that room when that recording was done.
They see him a mile away.
And it said, she was asking, like, you know, who are you or whatever. And it said, hi, it's Grandma, in a very clear voice.
Okay, now see, not only is that interesting, it's also a little scary. It's a little scary. If I heard that and it was actually my grandmother's voice, I'd be, like you said, it'd be life-changing. All of a sudden you'd be a believer, maybe.
Well, no, because my grandmother's still alive.
But, no, she isn't.
Yeah, I know.
See, just gave it away.
I know. Now you know where I get it from.
Yeah, it's just coming out everywhere.
Well, no, I try to keep you honest, darling. Try.
Well, maybe what we'll do is have John come in and have them do John instead.
Well, no. Why would anybody be here for John?
Hey,
this is John's place.
Hadn't thought that out.
It is?
Yeah.
It is?
No.
I thought.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We are still broadcasting out of John's place.
That's true. If it wasn't for John, we wouldn't be able to do this. I thought you were talking about my equipment, but
No.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, like everybody just bought that one.
We were fine until you said that.
No kidding.
Hey, I got a song to play.
As a sign of honesty, I cannot tell a lie. We are broadcasting out of the new facility. Because I must remain honest.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate that. Appreciate the advice.
No, Marcus's advice would have been...
Oh, that's true. That's the exact opposite.
Yeah, we're recording out of Kentucky. Yeah.
Now, suggestion. Instead of you listening to the recording, have someone else, like Julie... or your kids who know what your father's voice sounds like.
I'm probably the only one. The kids were all too young.
What difference does that make?
Because with being his father, he's more apt to believe that it really is his father.
Do you know Jim? Because that's probably not the case.
Julie, am I right?
Is he gullible? I don't see him as gullible.
Only when he wants to be.
There you go.
Seriously, when he wants something to be a certain way, he can believe whatever he wants.
Do you want that to be true?
I can convince you it's true, too.
I bet you can. See, the difference is this. There's no doubt that his father's probably here. That makes sense. The doubt is whether somebody can pick up the phone and talk to him. That's where my doubt comes in.
So let's do a test.
Okay.
Name an object that is absolutely frivolous and you don't need to own.
Rutabaga.
But you want to buy it.
Skype.
good point. Something you'd buy at like a store.
Twinkies.
Let's do something like electronics.
Okay. Well, that could be everything.
Yeah.
A Walkman.
So you want a new plasma TV a curled screen.
Okay, yes.
Or not a plasma, but an LED screen with a curled screen.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, they are cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
That's better than rutabaga.
But you and I both know that that is absolutely a foolish expense to go spend on right now because you don't have the money to go really buy that because they're new, they're just coming out. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So I need to get the curled screen because, one of the things that they've showed is scientifically that when the screen is arched like that, you get a much better visual. And I spend an awful lot of time working on a computer, like 8 to 10 hours a day. I'm constantly getting headaches. I got eye fatigue. My vision is being blurred. Now, if I had this new technology with the screen that kind of bends and everything like that, it would it'd probably reduce the number of headaches I get. I would be able to work on the computers longer. I wouldn't get as much fatigue. And it's just, we're trying to put out this new software program. And in order for me to get it out, I got to be able to invest the time. And I can't invest the time if I keep getting these stupid migraines. So I got to get the curled screen.
That's pretty impressive. That's a good speech.
Why don't you just get a 42-inch screen, put it on the wall?
Because it's the bend.
But if you're standing away from it, like across the room, you've got this big screen.
Well, that would be absolutely retarded.
But it would work, and it would be a lot cheaper, and you may not get your migraine.
See, here's the thing. I'm buying your story, not his. I want the curved screen, too.
Is it because it's a curve?
But let's ask the most important person.
We can curve it.
Julie, did that have any effect on you whatsoever?
Not an ounce. I've lived with him far too long. It used to work on me. I've grown very wise to his ways.
Those curved screens are awesome. I saw those at Sears.
He used to have a way of coming up with an idea, but knowing the person would not go with it because he came up with it. So leaving the conversation with them feeling like they came up with this awesome idea and they were so happy to let Jim be a part of it.
That's pretty good.
It used to drive me nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to pay a little more attention to what I have discussions with you.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why you're here is because I convinced me to you. Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
What is a
magician's... You're giving it away again.
That's okay. That's what keeps me honest.
That's the only thing you give away.
What is a magician's number one goal in order to pull off magic?
Get people to believe them.
Distraction.
And to deceive.
Deceive, yes.
So you have to be an artist of deception.
Ah, master of deceit.
Yes. I've been trained for 35 years about a lie.
So you've been
Don't be so proud of that over the radio. There's people that listen that you might not want them listening to that.
Oh, sorry, Meme. Everything I told you today about what we needed and we were doing is the absolute God's honest truth.
I keep him honest.
Let's once again ask Julie, how's that deceit? Is he able to deceive you pretty well?
Not anymore. I keep him honest. It drives him nuts now.
The thing is a good deceit is to make the person believe that you're not being deceived.
Hmm. That doesn't work for me anymore.
So you think.
I think it's probably a good time to end the show, don't you?
No, he's thinking, I don't know, I want to leave the room with her right now.
Well, so...
Have a good evening.
That's all right. I get to say my official word.
You do, yes, but wait for it. I have to tell you who the song is. I have a song called I Believe in Santa Claus on Christmas Eve by a band called Atom Split. Because it's Christmas time coming. Mm-hmm. Now you can say your thing.
It's a wrap.
We're out of school for 2 weeks. It's our favorite time of year. My little brother and me play outside, kicking leaves in cold air. And my cousin down the street. We're all excited about Christmas Eve. 'Cause down the hill,
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.